Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest hosts.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but definitely sexy.
Said that she didn't want to be loved. I said, why the hell are you here? She said, tonight she don't want to be touched. And if that's the truth, why it's so near?
Here on Monstrous Radio Live. Welcome to our show, our first wit, our first panty dropper, nut buster of the year 2019. Thank you for tuning in. I am DJ. I can't look, I'm a little too excited. Calm down. Hello, people. I am DJ E Monster, and I'll let the lady introduce herself so I don't mess her name up. Tell them who you are, mama. Hello.
Miss Unbelievable.
Okay, and we make up tonight the Monstars. So, all right, we got some sexy music for y'all. We got some sexy conversation. we have a nice little show tonight. I mean, how you feeling? Are you ready for some wet? Hello, because I know some nights, I don't know about you.
You know, I'm waiting for my panties to be completely a super soaker right now. So y'all need to come correct because it's going down tonight. I'm just saying. A super soaker with double barrels blazing. You better say that.
My bag, the whole double barrel thing. That I'm like, wait, what? Oh, okay. Hey, it's Wet Wednesday. Your mind can go anywhere. There are no scripts, so you can call us up and join in our conversation. And tonight, guess what? Tonight we might let you designer the draws. That means we'll let you call in and tell us what we gonna talk about. You got something sexy on your mind? You want to hear DJ Emons and Miss Unbelievable discuss it live on the air right here on Monsters Radio? Hit us up. You know the number. You can't do emails right now. You can only call 424-243-9649, but you got to press 1. But use your pinky when you're feeling sexy. I'm about ready for a breather. I need some time to myself. What about you, Miss Unbelievable? Are you about ready for more of this sexy music? Not all slow, but definitely sexy.
I am ready, but I don't want to be by myself. I'm going to need that person to come on in while we're on break to handle this business. Go ahead on down.
Okay. All right. Well, check it out. Like we said, it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So here's some new Maya. I know a lot of y'all heard this. This right here, I like this song. It's called Ready for Whatever. Because tonight, we're ready for whatever. Wet Wednesdays. Monsterous Radio. Let's go, baby.
We live.
Let's get
it. Let's go. Splish, splash.
Oh, Maya, Wet Wet Wednesday, E-Monster, Miss Unbelievable, Jazzy B.
Up next, I got some Tamia. It's called It's Yours. We're going to open the lines after this. Uh-huh. Use that pinky finger, you sexy motherfucker, you. 424-243-9649. Let's get into it. Uh-huh.
All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours. Don't sleep too hard when I'm laying beside you, cause baby I might want some of you. Don't be alarmed when my hands are to touch on your body, body, oh. Don't you? Cause it's whatever package. Nothing about me average. I'ma kill it, boy, call me savage. Queen when I ride cash. For you. Don't ever leave me lonely. Don't you? No, boy, don't you. Cause enough isn't enough when I'm caught up in your love. I've been wanting you so much. Myself, I cannot trust you. Myself, I cannot trust around you. Good thing I don't have to. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours. All of this right here, all of this right here. It's yours, it's yours. You ain't gotta say so, baby, come and break me up. Don't keep me waiting. You ain't gotta say no, baby, you can have it all. Myself, I cannot trust around you. Good thing I don't have to. All of this right here, all of this right here.
Conversation where R&B will never die. So, all right, y'all, I'm bringing it back. DJ E-Monster in the building. I got Miss Unbelievable with me. So, all right, let's go ahead and do our Monstrous Radio weather report, and then we'll start letting y'all know what we going to be talking about tonight. Hello. What's the weather like, Mama? Is it beautiful out there today?
You know, we're just going to say it's beautiful. In Miami, we're sitting at 76. Minneapolis is 18. London is 42 night skies. Paris is 41 beautiful night skies. Atlanta, it looks like there's a light rain, but it's sitting at 49. New York is a little chilly. It's at 31. Ooh, Dallas is cold. They're at 28 with rain. And San Juan, oh, that's a nice night. It's 77. Phoenix is 47. And Los Angeles is 54. So, cool weather all around.
Okay. It's not too bad out there. You know what I mean?
Not too bad.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, yeah, you know Monstrous Radio, you know how I am. When it comes to the weather, that can be deciding whether I'm fucking or not. I'm just saying. As you know, it could be decided if I'm fucking or not. Too hot or too
going
cold.
Outside.
My shit gets shut the fuck down. I'm just saying, fellas, you know what I'm talking about. When it be so cold and you come in the house, you got to go to the bathroom and you whip it out and it got that fucking knot in it. Ladies like, what? Yeah, motherfucker gets so cold, your motherfucking dick get a knot in it. I don't know if they go into hibernation. I don't know if it just take a vacation. But everything is not 100 in the wintertime. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit coming up. Because I the look I'm getting in the studio, right? What the fuck?
Fuck? Yes, y'all people. What the fuck? What a knot? When did a knot come in? Can I see it? Stop playing. What the hell is a knot? Let me view. Let me see. You sure? Stop playing. I don't touch many dicks and
out.
I've never felt a knot. I'm just saying.
Okay. So what's up? Some of the things we're going to talk about tonight, unless you call in and throw your drawers up on the stage. Something we're talking about tonight, like what song turns you into a stripper on the pole? I'm talking about them instant mood setters, them panty droppers, no matter what. That song come on. And somebody is getting it. You dig? Somebody is getting it because you about to go into your sexual rampage. What song does it for you? What is it I had over here? Do you ever plan out your sexual escapades? You know what I'm talking about. Say, like, y'all been dating for a while or whatever, and tonight is that night. You be like, tonight is that night. How am I going to do it? Well, first, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to kiss on her ears real soft, and I'm going to hit that neck. I'm going to nibble on that neck, bite it a little bit till she get that twitch. You know what I'm talking about? Where the hair stand up on the middle of her back and then kiss on them ribs and go down. Then I'm going to start out missionary, but we going to go doggy. She going to get on top. She going to get on the ceiling fan. She going to bounce off the dresser, hit the washing machine, and land on the floor. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about playing it out. Plan it out. 99 positions in a one night stand. I'm talking about just plan it out. Do people ever do that? Those are some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight on our sexual radio, sexual reality interactive radio. Yeah, that's right. I'm making this shit up as I go along. Like most of y'all motherfuckers do fucking. Y'all don't be having a steady stroke. Y'all just go however it bounces tonight. So those are the things. What are some other things that you may have, Ms. Unbelievable, that we can talk about tonight with the people?
Based on your last sexual partner's performance, what do you think they deserve? Now, everybody knows the Oscar is the best one that you can get, right?
Okay.
Everybody know Golden Globe is second. Everybody know that Grammys, they're good. And then you got your Tony. So are they actors, musical, they jamming, you know, they hitting it real bad. You know, Oscar or the Golden Globe, you know. So what do you think they deserve? And name the worst place to get horny at.
Silence. That's a good one. Excuse me. So I had something that was going to come out of my mouth, but Lord said no. Lord said no.
He said no. No, no, no.
He said no.
No.
He said no.
No, son. That is just out of pocket. No, son.
Oh, my goodness. So, let's get to our music. Here's some more sexy music. Actually, I'll let you decide. This right here is some new Lloyd. This is called Carmel right here on Monsters Radio. Or and if you're in the north, you say caramel. I'm just saying.
Caramel.
Ooh, yeah, caramel.
Ooh, wait. Caramel. All on your body, licking it all. Oh, caramel.
Sitting in my bed.
Hey,
my
y'all. Got me trippin', how she grip it, damn it, I done lost it. No more YOLO whippin', soda sippin', pippin', trickin', flossin'. Only mission is to find the right position for her body. Got it pippin', Michael Jordan, how she compliment my ballin'. Chasin' with in front of vision, she gon' catch it in the faucet. Met an ATL and I brought her to New Orleans. We go together well, like we caramel and chocolate. Caramel.
Music. We open up the line right after this. Join us. Sexy conversation. Wet, wet Wednesday.
I ain't trying to wear you out. Never cared enough. On my way to pick you up. Be ready when I pull up, babe. I don't want to have to rush. We making love. Let me know if it ain't too much. Won't stop if I get enough, babe.
Get enough, babe. Get enough.
Won't stop, never get enough, babe.
Get enough,
never get enough,
get enough,
never get enough,
get enough, babe.
Oh,
Legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. BB to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. Yeah.
Think of the days. My hand on the waist. Thinking about it for some days. I'm on the way. I hop in the race. Speeding, racing to a place. It's that on my face. She staying there for days. So good, I don't need a plate. I love how she tastes. She don't fuck with no lanes. That's why she stay in a place.
On this side. Legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. Beep, beep to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. Oh,
I ain't sure where you at. Never cared enough. On my way to pick you up. Be ready when I pull up, babe. I don't wanna have to rush. We make enough. Let me know if it ain't too much. Walk up.
Legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. BB to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside.
Usher and Zaytoven. It's called Peace Time to help you dab up in that pussy. So all right, let's bring it back. Wet, Wet Wednesday. Every Wednesday night, you can find more about our archive shows at monsterusradio.com, or you can just call in tonight and join our conversation and become part of an archive yourself. They're always available 365 days a year, 24/7. So all right, let's go ahead and I'm going to get some background music. So, all right, let's see, one of the things we're talking about tonight is what song turns you into a stripper on a pole, or fellas, you a stripper on the dresser, whichever may apply. But you know what I'm talking about them instant mood setters, them panty droppers, them boxer getters. So what song or, you know, what type of music is a panty dropper for you? You know, I'm trying to drag this out here for a little bit, because we got like a minute and 30 seconds to talk about it. So, I mean, what type of songs? I'll be honest. I know it sounds weird, but sometimes I like listening to some classical music.
Okay.
I know that might sound weird to some people, classical music, even opera. Yeah. Weird,
okay.
Ain't it?
Yeah. No, because I always wanted to be an opera singer, so no, that's not weird. Not weird because
okay.
Just that I'm saying it out loud. But,
mm-hmm.
But no, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's because of the vibrations in opera. A lot of people don't understand that it's the pitches and how high they go and how high you can go. Okay, we're not supposed
mm-hmm.
to be talking about that. Okay, but yeah, I like that too.
Ooh, no pun intended. but yeah, like, and that's exactly what it is. It's just like everybody's always talking about what artists they like. Sometimes I like listening to just instrumental type tracks. You know what I mean? Just
mm-hmm.
let the mood set itself. We can make our own words. You know what I mean? Let our bodies do that. You know what I mean? And sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. Especially in today's age, let's keep it 100. I don't know why it happens, but we could be sitting there grooving. And wordplay works from it manifests everything to me when I'm listening to a song.
Mm-hmm.
It's poetry to me. It can set the mood. It sets the motion, the tempo. And you're going to fuck around and come off and talk about, I'm trying to be your nigga? Wait, what the fuck did he just say? I'm trying to be
right.
in the realm of this moment. And he going to fuck around and cuss and say some bullshit? In the middle of the song? Like, come on now. Come on.
Okay.
With an instrumental track, you ain't got to worry about that.
So, okay, yeah, I agree. So, Have you ever heard, okay, now this was my jam, Giving You a Piece of My Love? Do you remember that song?
Giving You a Piece of My Love. It sounds very familiar, but you know how some songs are. There'd be, you take one song and find 100 titles or find 100 artists that sang a song
it's
similar.
It's an old school.
Give You a Piece of My Love. That's not by,
it's by Guy.
Okay, yeah, there we go, there we go. Yep, yep, yep. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
A piece
so
of
did y'all,
my
did
love,
you, my love is waiting,
waiting
for you.
Waiting for you.
Do you know
wow.
they say dumb bitch before the song starts?
Wait, what?
Have you ever heard that? Before they, in the intro, it says dumb bitch, and then they start singing. That is the only reason why. that is the only. I'm like, dang, I love this song, but they just call me a dumb bitch for to believe it. I was like, I know no one has ever heard like paid attention, but they say dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to it, everybody go back and listen
mm-hmm.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear it. It's like in the intro, and that throws me off. By the way, that was a great song. I said, why are you calling the dumb bitch in the beginning?
Right. And see, now, you knowing that, and I mean, did you find that out when you liked the song, when it was popular, or did you find that out, like, years later?
No, I knew it from the beginning. Like, I would listen very carefully because you know how they be like, because you really is like, it's like they say it, but you really don't pay attention because of how they come in and start.
Oh, you're cutting out a little bit. You're chopping up. So Jodeci gods are like, no, not tonight. No. No, no. You over there like, but Linda, you're not listening. You're not listening, Linda. Yeah, something must have went with your line there. I don't know if your face pushed mute or something, but you went out on us. Give you another little couple seconds. All right. Hope we can get her back. But yes, Miss Unbelievable, I know what you're talking about. The next question I was going to ask you, if you knew that, so when a guy would play that, you know what I mean? Would that rattle you a little bit? You know what I mean? Would that, right, knowing that that's in the front of it, would that rattle you a little bit? But let me see. What's some other songs that used to get me in the mood? Now, another panty dropper used to be for me. Baby, you give good love. Whitney Houston. Love to me. Na-na-na-na, your answer. And do something hard of mine. I mean, I can't sing, but y'all know what the hell I'm trying to say with that Whitney Houston. You give good love. I believe that's the name of the song. So I let's see. As a matter of fact, here was another one for me. You dig? I don't got no number one. You dig? Because, shit, I was just lucky enough to get some at any time in my younger days. It is what it is. But we're going to take a breather. We're going to do a throwback. Should we do double throwbacks? I don't know. It might be a round one or a round two. But we're going to see if we can get Miss Unbelievable back. So we're going to work on that. But until then, I'm going to hit y'all with this throwback right here. Here's one that used to be a good one for me, too. Some of you new millennials, y'all don't know who this is. They go by the name of High Five. This is Unconditional Love.
Oh, no,
Monsters
not
Radio.
High
there
Five.
You go. Yeah.
You got it.
Real young R&B.
Hit us up, 424-243-9649. High five in the building.
I can never say no.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. I got to take another round with y'all. Check it out. This is Guyana. This is called Kiss My Body. This is where the underground artists are above ground, and they're making quakes. And tonight, they're making the bed shake. Uh-huh. Kiss My Body. Guyana. Monsters Radio. Wet, Wet Wednesday. DJ E-Monster, Miss Unbelievable, and Jazzy B. Yeah, this is how we do it. Ooh-wee.
Kiss me like a Hershey. Boy, you got me soaking wet. I bet you must be thirsty. Currently, I'm sliding to your spot like a hockey puck. Treat me like an envelope. You could lick my body up. Good girl, but you got me thinking about some naughty stuff. My body is tough, but I admit, daddy, I like it rough. Tie me up and follow all directions that I give you. If you want it, then it's yours, boy. I ain't talking random. I got a plan. It's your mouth and I ain't talking dental. You ain't even leave yet, and I already miss you. You know I'm real expensive, so I need you to spend the night. Don't pucker up if you ain't kissing right.
All this kissing, giving hickeys got me wetting up your vickies. I see sticky, sticky, licky, licky. Run my tongue between them titties. Just that sex off in the city. I don't need to wrap your hair up. You just let your hair down. Finesse me with that pretty face and watch how fast it go down. I wanna blow all in your third hole and watch that kitty turn gold. Cause you know that I know I'ma beat that kitty lips. Whoa, so nasty with it. Baby, you so hot when you on top and you won't stop. Ride me out to that bed drop, that boy knock up on the wall. Take this cover off and take this rubber off, cause I wanna feel it all.
Got a license to seduce them, feel me move my body forward. You ain't even gotta say it, baby, I already know it. All day I was bored, until I got your company. You kissing on my shoulder slow and you know what it does to me. Sound good on the phone, so I had to come and see. I'm his Kit Kat bomber, yes, I'm about to break your mother piece. We gon' get it down, then we going off to sleep. Up in the sheets, he up in the deep. Ride him like a Maserati on the street. In the bedroom, I'll be bringing out the freak.
When it's all said and done, you ain't even gotta go home. Oh, damn, did the song go off? My bad.
It went out.
Kiss your body. Look, I'm not going to lie. That's one of them songs I'll break your motherfucking back to. I'm just saying, that's one of them songs I'll break your motherfucking back to. I don't know what it is. I think it's the beat and just how she attacks it with that smooth, little low raspy voice like she whispering or something. I don't know. But I'm telling you, put that out, I'll break your motherfucking back. But we're gonna bring it back. I know you were talking before we had our little difficulties there. Do you remember what you were on? You still wanna express what you're talking about? I know we were talking about what songs turn you into a stripper on a pole or instant mood setters. I know you were talking about some of your songs. Do you want to pick up where you left off? You remember?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I'm an old school head. So,
that's some good hair. My bad. Go ahead. My bad.
I mean, it is some good hair. I mean, because when Marvin Gaye, come on, let's get it on.
Oh.
I mean, see what I'm saying? And before R. Kelly became a pedophile in my mind, you know, and I just can't take myself to listen to him anymore. But when Your Body Is Calling Me came on,
oh snap!
I thought I was Miss Pinky, Miss Miss Kitty, you know, whoever, Miss Naughty on the pole. I'm just saying, here come Miss Naughty. And I'm just gonna say this, and I know when I say this, everybody's gonna be like, yeah, Genuine Pony. I think every girl knew she knew how to ride it. I mean, even when it comes on now, let's keep it 100. What do? We get to riding it. In our seat, our bodies get to moving. It don't matter. We riding somebody's pony in our mind. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When I hear that dumb, boom, boom, I'm already whining, grinding. You dig?
You're grinding.
Bounce, come on, bounce, bounce. I'm grinding. You dig? Before even I'm just a bachelor. Nope, I'm already nasty bounce. By then. You
dig? Yes, you already nasty.
Yeah,
you already nasty, but when the first boom, like, and then you think of the video when he was just riding it, and then you be like, okay, so you riding it because it really put, like, thought in your mind, like, I could ride it backwards, I could ride it forwards, I could be a pony, like, come on, you know, saddle up, you know, you just, like, just thought everything that you can, you became a porn star on that song, like, you, in your mind, you was gonna ride it into the sunset, I'm just saying, and then, you know, after you done wrote it in the sunset and you want to bring the mood down, you just play some Joe. Let's go home.
Okay.
You're like, okay, let's take it home. So I'm an old school, like I said, I'm an old school head. And then you always got to have some Maxwell because he just, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm an old school head. I really don't get into too much of, you know, the new stuff, but it ain't too bad, like, but yeah, right. Yeah, but now, because, like, I love all music, though, I gotta do some slow motion with Juvenile.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just the hood in me, to be like, yeah, we can get busy on a rap song. I'm going to show you how. Yeah.
Hey, that's real, though, because there is, like, a song, a rap song that could get me going. And I remember one time I was with a lady, and it came on. I'm like, oh, shit. She about to get it. And she, like, raised up on me, like, what is this? You dig? Like, what is this? And it was Boosie, Lil Boosie. What's it called? Kissing Game. Him and Trina. Yeah, that's one of them hip hop songs that'll get me going. Definitely. But yeah, it's not. Some people, you put on some rap. Oh shit, they'll dry up on you real quick. I'm just saying, but there are some sexy tracks out there.
But now, if I'm being, like, creative, and people look at me because I just got such a creative mind, and I'd be like, you want to go somewhere just out of control? And they'd be like, yeah. Why I throw on some country music and put on a cowboy hat and be like, let's go there. Country music has the best lyrics alive to get pregnant. I'm just saying.
I never thought of it. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, I've never really tried to stroke it to some country music. You think I never tried to rodeo to some country music?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a such a different vibe because we're so used to the, you know, the smooth. That has such, you just got to listen to the words. Like, you talk about wordplay. Put on the, you'll be like, oh, okay, I'm trying to make a baby. Oh, what did he say? Go deeper. And I'm telling you, they paint a picture for you that you can just tap. You'll be tapping out quick. I'm telling you, you'll tap out on some country music. I'm telling you, you'll tap out.
Okay. You might just put the world or most of the Monsters Radio world up on something new. I know we got people out there that listen to country music, but it's not the dominant masses of that listen to Monsters Radio. So, all right, we might need to have people out there do some research, get it into some country music. Matter of fact, we're going to do a double research, and I'm going to take a breather for a hot second, and we're going to come back. We're going to finish up the show. But yes, that's the field trip till next Wednesday. Try to get it in.
Awesome country music.
Some country music, and try to get it in to a sexy rap song. Now, matter of fact, this is what I mean, because some people talking about them, I don't know what he's talking about, getting sexy to some rap songs. I'm about to play something that's sexy. This is another track that will definitely get me in the mood. I don't know what it is. I think it was the video. I think it's the way this guy did his video that makes it that for me. I think he was about to say something. What were you going to say there, Mr. Unbelievable?
I was going to say that, listen, look at the Monstar page all next week, and we're going to have you some rap and some country music so you can get your playlist ready for Friday and Saturday when you got to get it in. I'm just saying. Or tomorrow, Karma Cafe. We're going to start your weekend off right. Telling you.
Okay, so check it out.
Don't call us if you get pregnant. Disclaimer.
So check it out. Here we go. Remember, country music or rap songs. And when I say rap music, I'm talking about music like this. This right here, he'll fuck around and break my back. Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday. Field trip time.
You got a
puppet on this
one. Oh, yes.
See? Jay-Z. For real. Excuse me, miss. But,
Can I get my grown man on for once? I see some ladies tonight that should be hanging with Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss. What's your name? Can you come? Tonight. You already know what it's hitting for. I got whatever outside, and you know what I'm sitting on. 50-50 venture with them S-dots kicking off. Armadale popping now, only bringing some more. Only thing missing is the missus. You ain't even gotta do the dishes. Got two dishwashers, got one chef, one maid. All I need is a partner to play space with the cards up. All trust. Who else you gonna run with? The truth is us. Only dudes moving units, M Pimp Juice and us. It's the rockin' hair. Maybach outside, got rocks in air. PJs on the runway, young got air. I don't land at an airport, I call it the clearport. Therefore, I don't wanna hear more back and forth about who's hotter, is young holler.
Excuse me. You're so contagious, I can't take it.
I got my Gotcha 97 on right now.
Lady.
You gotta puff it to this one. Can't roll the up to this one, boy. Everybody's like, he's no item. Please don't like him. He don't wipe him. He one nights him. Now she don't like him. She never met him. Groovy's try to take advantage of him. He won't let him, he don't need him. So he treats him like he treats him. Better them than me, she don't agree with him. She's mad at that, he's not having that. So those opposites attract like magnets. She sees more than a Benz wagon, a friend tagging along, the flashy bragging on the song. She gets a glimpse of Sean and she likes that. He too weighs her, so she writes back. Smiley faces after all of her phrases. Even she the one arm caught in the matrix. Let the fish burn. Red or green pill. You live and you learn. Come on. Woo! You gotta throw on your fine linen for this one.
That's that Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You can step butt naked. I'm just saying, it's one of them tracks. So that's y'all's field trip assignment from this week to next week. Try to make love to some sexy hip-hop music or some sexy country music. And let us know what you groove to, because we might want to groove with you. I'm just saying, that didn't come out right. But, hey, sometimes it slips out when you don't want it to. So let's see. What else did we have to talk about? Do we have any more? You had anything else you wanted to say about the Mood Setters?
No. Just know, you know, when you set your Mood Setters, and I'm gonna go with the question that you was gonna ask. When you set up, you know, your escapades, you gotta have the right escapades. Like, you gotta have the right stuff setting your moods up. If you don't, trust me, it ain't gonna work. And yes, set it all up. Have it complete in your mind how you setting stuff up. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Set it up.
Right.
Don't go
right
in there half ass and nothing. Set that, all that. How you going to dress. Mm-hmm. But make sure you touch the essence of his soul so that he will remember what you've done. Don't touch his mind. Don't touch his body. Touch his soul, because that soul is what's going to remind his mind of what you did.
Right, right. Now, technically, I was trying to figure out how I could say it, but I'm glad you said that, because that touches on something. I know I'm about to drift off a little bit, because actually we might could use the next part, which is kind of what we're rolling into, because we're running out of time. We could probably roll into the next thing, but I'm glad how you said that, because a lot of women want to know what do you have to do to really, you know what I mean, connect with a man, to get him to be with you on that level. I slipped there a little bit, but a lot of women think you have to be sexy, you have to whip it on him, give him hella good head, have some magnetic leg. Some women think you do it through food, feeding him. All those type of things. Some people think you do it spiritually, going to church, those type of things. But to really, really get to him, you're going to have to bond with him. Build a bond with him. A lot of y'all are like, what is he talking about? I'm talking about you have to build that bond. You know, like that bond you and your best friend have. There's probably something that y'all went through in life that made y'all bond like none of the other people around you. Sometimes it'd be something good. It could have been a trip. Y'all had great memories. It could be hardship. It could be a point where y'all almost got into a fist fight, or y'all actually did fist fight, but at the end of it, y'all bonded. You dig? Now there's a connection between y'all. That's what it's going to take. And men, the same thing with women. Y'all are talking about, I can't get a woman to be loyal to me. I can't get a woman to do that. You ain't bonded with nobody. You out here thinking sex is going to slay everything and make everything work in your favor. No. I mean, I hate to use this as a reference, but I'm just trying to help some people understand what I mean, because I know I have problems expressing myself sometimes. Think of a dog. Like I said, I hate to use this as a reference, but think of a dog. If you bond with that dog, he'll protect your home. He will lay down his life to protect you and your family and your babies, because he knows you love them. But let you not bond. Let you be mean to that dog. He'll let everybody come in and take the TV, the VCR, the CDs, the DVDs, and the CATs. Get it? Take all that shit. He don't get no damn. But I hope that'll help me express what I mean by bonding. Do you get what I'm saying, and how do you feel about it, Ms. Unbelievable, as we wrap this up?
You know, I do agree. And that's like one of my questions that I wanted to talk on tomorrow with Karma Cafe. What's more important, the title or the bonding? What's more important to a woman or a man in a relationship? Do you want the title as, oh, I'm the girl, I'm the side chick, I'm this, I'm that? Or are you more concentrating on if you guys are bonding or not? So I love that, you know, that was a segue in one of the things I wanted to talk about tomorrow, because a lot of people don't want to take the time to bond because they feel like, if I do that, what if it doesn't work? What if we don't get along? I put all this time in. I could have been a title. I could have been posting it on Facebook. I could have whoop, you know, with the title, and went off the title instead of went off the bond. Because what's going to last longer, a title or a bond? In your mind, what's going to last long? What's going to last longer?
Right. So, all right, so these are some of the things we're going to be talking about. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. Karma Cafe. Don't judge me. Pray for me. tune in tomorrow. We got some more show for you guys. We even got Friday Night Live. Again, you can find more about the show over at MonsterUSRadio.com. You can, if you're on social media, look up MonsterUS Radio. If you're on Facebook, go to The Monstars. You spell Monstars with a Z, MONSTARZ. And you can comment, find more about the show. And you can see our post in the morning. You can see Miss Unbelievable's inspirational post. You can see my morning post on bullshit. I post bullshit all day long. I'm just saying. Fuck how you feel. I laugh when people get mad. So make sure you connect with us and see more what's going on. You can also connect with artists. That's where we'll post their videos, and a lot of times the artists will be in this group posting their sales. So you can connect with them while they're still upcomers. Because when you connect with artists when they're upcomers and they come to your town, they usually give you free tickets. I'm just saying. So y'all be slipping, talking about, I don't want to pay that much. Well, if you would have became his friend before he became big, you did, shared his songs a couple of times, you did, maybe bought a download or two, and y'all be good. So that's the trick. Monsters Radio, we always got hot tips for you guys. Like we said tonight, I know we don't have much time. Maybe we can go into it some more about your escapades. You plan them out. Yes, you should plan out your escapades, whether it be from where you're going that night to your music, all the way down to your draws. That's right. I said your draws, whether you wear a pink thong, baby blue draws. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. A lot of people be like, what type of thong you got on? First of all, fuck you. I don't wear no thong. I wear edibles. That's right. I wear edible draws. They're the best thing ever to wear.
The only thing
that sucks is you got to wear them after you come back from the club, because one night I tried to be super ready and wore them out to the club first, and it didn't work
like
out too well.
Chick.
I got all hot.
You smell like a cherry.
I got all hot, and then I had to explain to her why my nuts were stuck to my leg. I'm just saying. So if you're going to wear candy edible drawers, wear them after the club. You did?
Oh my gosh.
That's our show for tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Any last words, Miss Unbelievable? All right, I guess we up out of here, y'all. Don't judge us. Pray for us. Tune in tomorrow to Karma Cafe.
Cafe
with an odd no menus, but you will be served what your ass deserves. You did? But we do not sell edible drawers up in that bitch. So, all right. Hopefully, we see y'all tomorrow. Peace. Deuces.
We love y'all. Thank you for listening.